Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, a stranger named Mr. Sutton offered Lum and Abner $2,000 for an old piece of hill property which they had taken in on a debt from Squire Skimp at one time. Abner was all for accepting this fabulous offer, but Lum reasoned that the property must be tremendously valuable and refused to sell. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows up in the hill on a little inspection trip. Listen.
Doggies, how much farther, Lum? I don't believe I can go another step.
Yeah, this is fair enough, I reckon. We're on our land now.
We are?
Yeah, I recollect that old stump there being one of the landmarks of our property.
Oh, me, my tar. My back feels like somebody's been whopping me with a fence post.
I don't see what you're so tired for. I don't feel uncommonly wore out myself. A little hike up the hills is sort of invigorating, I'd say. Here, I'll help you unstrap that tent off from your back.
I wish you would. That thing must weigh a couple of thousand pounds.
Bet it don't weigh half that, hardly. Just kind of bulky with them tent poles in there, so. They fold up, though, so it's easier to tote.
Easier?
Stand still. Just about got her unstrapped here.
Oh, hurry up.
Here we are.
Doggies, what a relief. I thought you said we was going to take turns toting that thing up here, Lum.
Well, we are going to. We've got to take it back, ain't we? I'll be the one that'll tote it back to town tomorrow morning.
Well, that's all downhill. Besides, you'll have a good night's rest to get in shape for her. I was done tired from toting groceries all day long when we started.
Abner, it just seems to me that all you've done since we started this little trip is complain. Never heard such a complainer in all my life. Hear you talk about it, think you never wanted to be rich.
Well, sure, I want to be rich, Lum, fur as that goes, but I ain't sure that we'll ever do it traipse around up here in the hills at night this-a-way. Even if we did get rich, it's going to be hard to enjoy it with a broke back like I've got.
There you go, complaining again. I bound you, you'll change your tune when we find whatever it is we're looking for on our land here.
Yeah, that's just it right there. What are we looking for?
Well, I don't know, but whatever it is, there must be a lot of it. That Mr. Sutton never would have offered us $2,000 if there wasn't something mighty valuable up here.
Yeah, no.
I think he finally run the price up to $2,500.
Yeah, well, we're never going to find nothing in the dark, S.O.A. Lum. I told you we ought to come up here in the daytime if we're looking for something.
Yeah, and I told you why we couldn't do that. If we left during the day, we'd have to close up the store, and then folks would find out what we're doing and get suspicious and start a gold rush up here or something.
Is that what we're looking for, gold?
Might be. I don't know. Whatever it is, we got to keep it quiet, though.
Yeah, well, I'll have to keep it quiet because I don't know what it is. I still don't see how we're going to find no gold in the dark, though.
Well, that stuff's shiny.
Huh?
We're going to hunt around in the morning anyway.
Shiny, ain't no moon or nothing.
We'll get up about 5 o'clock, and that'll give us a couple of hours to look around, and then we can get back to town in time to open up the store.
5 o'clock? Doggy, that's awful early, ain't it? We ain't trying to beat somebody to this, are we?
Yeah, but you ought to be willing to get up that early a couple of mornings out of your life if it's going to make a millionaire out of you.
Yeah, I don't know. I sure do love to sleep, rich or poor.
Well, you can sleep all day long after you get to be a millionaire.
What I'm going to do?
Lay around a hammock.
Spend it all for beds. That's $1 million worth of beds.
Did you tell Elizabeth that you was going to stay over at my place tonight?
Yeah. She couldn't see much sense in it, though. I'll have to think up a better excuse for being away at night than that, Lum, if we're going to keep this up very long.
Well, think up something, because I don't want her or nobody else to know what we're doing. We've got to keep this an absolute secret. Well, come on, let's get this tent up. We're wasting time here.
Lum, I believe I'm too tired to put up that tent. I don't even want to look at it. Why don't we just sort of roll up in this canvas here like a sleeping bag?
No. A tent's way yonder better than a sleeping bag, Abner. Come on, let's get going.
Well, I'm tired, Lum.
Well, this won't be no trouble at all. It's one of them guaranteed easy-to-put-up tents. All you have to do is just follow the instructions.
I couldn't follow nothing. I'm too tired.
Well, I'll do the hard work. Good. I'll read the instructions, and all you'll have to do is unwrap the poles there.
Oh.
And get my flashlight lit up here and get right to work.
Before I ever left home, I'll never know. Never know.
Let's see here.
Them rocks to sleep on.
Instructions for erecting the Jiffy Junior Ranger tent. 1. Take pole A and fasten to pole B with bolt X. You got that, Abner?
I don't know pole A from pole B here, Long.
Well, they're marked right on there. Read the letters is all you have to do.
Why don't we just roll up in this thing like a sleeping bag, Lum?
No, that's silly. We'll have this up in a half a minute, and you'll be sorry you ever mentioned a sleeping bag. Now, hurry up. Fasten pole A to pole B.
All right, I'll do my best.
2, fasten pole C to pole B in same fashion.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm still back there on A yet.
According to the instructions, it don't take that long. Hurry up.
Hey, well, hold your light over this way a little, Lum, so as I can see what I'm doing here.
I need it to read by, though. This is the most important part of it.
Got you,
knowing
Al, to
what
help
you're
you.
Doing.
I hope somebody knows what I'm doing. I hope that.
3, stand poles A and C in upright position and fasten ropes Q and R to junctions A, B, and B, C. Have you got that, Abner?
What happened to bolt X back there?
As I see right now, I'm going to have to help you do this. Can't you never get nothing right?
Lump, don't you think it'd be better to just roll up in this canvas?
No. Now, if we just use our heads, we can have this up in a minute or two. Let's see now, which is pole C?
I don't know. That and over, I think. Doubt if I'd know what I was doing, even if I could see anything here.
Let's see here. This pole must go over here. All you have to do is just follow a few simple directions. That don't seem to fit.
Nothing fits.
Maybe they meant pole A and C fit together and tie them up with rope Q. Here, you hold this pole up, Abner.
Yeah, all right. I think that's the one that goes across the top, though.
No, I think it goes this way. Now get rope R and tie it on to something.
Well, I can't get rope R and hold pole W at the same time.
Well, here, I'll get it. All you have to do is...
Watch out. Wait. Don't throw them poles like that. You might not hit me there, Lum.
I'm sorry. I weren't throwing them, though.
Whizzed by here awful fast.
Just let go of it and went to pick up rope Q. I reckon Orton did that.
No, them things ain't going to just stand up there by themselves.
Well, all right. Here. We get a better start now.
Good.
Take part of this rope and wrap it around that pole there where it joins on to pole J or whatever it is.
Yeah, all right. Thought we were supposed to use bolt X for that.
Them bolts don't seem to fit for some reason. I think the directions are wrong there. Now, hold that pole up across the top there, and I think we've got it.
All right. Have I got the right rope here?
It don't matter. Sometimes it's better to just use common horse sense and things like this. That's all it takes. Found you, I could put up a tent blindfolded.
Well, that's practical what we're doing right now.
You got your end tied there?
Yeah.
All right. Hold her steady now. I'll get the canvas and throw over the top there.
Am I going to have to stand here all night long and hold this pole up?
No. As soon as we get all the tent stakes in, it'll stand up by itself.
Stakes? That dog is that ring. I'm hungry, Lum. I'm hungry
well,
right
quick
now.
Quick as we get the tent up, we'll sit inside of it and have some sardines and rye bread.
Oh, that sounds good.
All right, here it comes. Heave ho.
Ow, watch out, Lum. Slap me right in the face with that.
Well, duck a little bit. We'll have this done in a jiffy.
Well, now I'm suffocating in here. Get this thing off my head, Lum.
Well, wait just a minute. Hold steady there. I'll get under there with you and we'll spread the canvas out. Runners, where are you, Abner?
I'm right over here. Hello! Yoo-hoo!
Well, don't holler so loud. I ain't but 2 foot away from you.
Well, turn the flashlight on. Make sure it's me, Lum. I got a feeling we're lost. Or one of us is.
Just a minute. I want to turn it on anyway to see what the direction says to do now.
I hope they say go back home.
There we are. Makes it nice and bright in here. Wait a minute. You got that rope up around yourself there and tied to the pole. Here, let me untie that. You got to get outside and pound tent stakes.
I'm hungry, Lum.
Well, wait just a minute. Have this all done in half a second. How in the world have you got this thing tied anyway?
I don't know. I was just trying to wrap rope G around X or Q or something. I don't know.
Yeah, let's see. You hold the flashlight. I'll see what I can do. Granny's, he sure got things tangled up here.
I was just trying to follow a few easy, simple directions.
Now, one man could get himself in such a mix-up in such a short time as...
Watch out there, Lum. You're getting yourself wropped up in it this time.
Oh, my goodness. I don't want to get tied up in here, too.
Well, wait a minute. Don't pull on that rope so hard, Lum. You're going to pull a whole tent over. Watch out, Lum. Watch out.
Look out. Why didn't you hold the pole steadier?
Well, I couldn't with you pulling on the rope that way.
Yeah, this ain't no time to argue about it. Crawl out of there and help me get up.
Crawl out? Can't even get out of here. I'm tied up to a pole J or something. You'll have to help me out, Lon.
Well, I can't get out neither. I'm caught in here myself.
Oh, my goodness alive. What are we going to do now?
Well, don't get excited now. I'll read the instructions.
Don't read them things, Lum. That's what got us into this mess.
Well, they might tell us what to do in a case of an accident like this. Shine the flashlight over this way.
All right. Lucky thing it never broke when it fell there.
You see, well, I read all that. Here's the only thing I ain't read. It says, your Jiffy Junior tent is now up. And you are ready to experience the camper's thrill and joy of a restful, healthful night of sleep under the whispering pine and hemlock trees. Happy dreams.
That all it says?
Yeah, that's all.
Oh. Well, happy dreams, Lon.
Yeah, happy dreams, Ed.